What better guest to have on Cubs home opening day than the chairman, Tom Ricketts? Tom, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Bob. How you doing?
Well, looking forward to the games as you are. Have you thought about my idea about the game time today?
Yeah, you know, it makes a lot of sense. I think that we have a beautiful morning, and it should be fine at first pitch, but there's a chance later in the day we'll see some rain, but might be a little late to swap game times.
I guess. I don't remember an opening day in recent years where Cub fans were higher on a team. And you know, it's because you brought a World Series championship here, and so you changed the expectations of the fans. How do you deal with the pressure now to not just win, but win it all?
Well, you want high expectations. You want people coming into every season thinking that there's a chance that this team's going to win the division and make a deep playoff run and maybe even win the World Series. So it's always our goal. I'm glad that people have high expectations. We should have high expectations of ourselves. And this year, as you point out, like we had a very good season last year, ended a couple games too short, but we brought that pretty much that entire team back, plus some new guys that are really going to help us, and I'm just pumped to get it rolling today.
Cub fans have long memories when it comes to our boyhood heroes, Banks, Santo, Williams, but sports fans have pretty short memories of the accomplishments of team owners. Were you surprised that what you accomplished in 2016 didn't result in a longer honeymoon period for you?
You know, I don't look at it that way at all. I think that, you know, we got through 16, and that was incredible, and it's, you know, it's just one of the most amazing sports stories of all time, and certainly it meant so much to so many millions of fans. And, you know, we want to keep it going, though, and I don't blame fans for wanting to keep it going. And also, you know, I mean, if you only, like, you know, listen to social media or whatever, then maybe you think that it's been a tough run for us. But honestly, when you walk around the park, people very much appreciate what we did in 2016-17, in that era. And, you know, now we're back to the point where we should be one of those teams that we expect to win every year. So I'm all good with it. I want high expectations. I want fans to think that this is a club that can go all the way every year, and we're trying to deliver on that.
Well, I know you have a very good understanding of Cub fans because you lived in the shadows of Wrigley Field back in the 80s when you were at the University of Chicago. Was it that 1984 division-winning team that got you hooked?
Absolutely. I moved here in 83. Chicago, I went to my first Major League Baseball game was at Wrigley. I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and I was in Chicago. And went to my first Major League Baseball game at Wrigley, and that kind of gets you hooked. But then, of course, coming to college at University of Chicago on the South Side, and you had the day games, and you had that 84 team, which was so compelling. It was just a great story with, you know, really, really interesting and fun players and just a great season. And so I was hooked after that. And you're right, I was in the bleachers a lot as a young guy. We lived above the Sports Corner Bar. I mean, it's just, my 20s were spent at Wrigley Field, and of course now my later life is spent at Wrigley Field. Sure. So yeah, I 84 team was really special to me.
Yeah, we've got Dernier coming on here in the next hour.
Bobby's great.
Tell us about meeting your wife at a game.
Yeah, well, you know, we used to sit, we weren't ambitious enough to sit right on the wall. You know, like if you got there really early, you go sit on the wall. But, you know, my friends and I, we didn't quite get up that early. So we would sit in the front row of center field. And before the reconstruction of the bleachers, you could send the person down to the beer stand and up beers to the front row. And this was before the tyranny of the two-beer limit. You could send a guy down with $64 and 16 beers would pop up. So we always sat in the same spot. And then one day I was lucky enough to be sitting next to some other people. I grew up in Omaha. My wife went to Creighton University. And just a bunch of her friends were there, and a bunch of my friends were there. We just started talking. And here we are 33 years later with five kids.
The tyranny of the two-beer limit. Sounds like you may want to change that.
Yeah.
Andy Mazur from our sports department has a question for you, Tom.
Hey, Tom, good morning and happy opening day to you. I'm just wondering if you allow yourself any time to kind of sit back and think about all the things that you've been able to accomplish since taking over the ownership of this group. And I'm not even just talking about on the field, but just the other things in the neighborhood and with the ballpark itself.
From time to time, but you know, the one thing that, you know, the other thing we should point out, just this is the 150th opening day of the Chicago Cubs. That's pretty crazy. You know, it's a storied franchise, and just to be, just to be part of an organization that means so much to so many people and over all these years has been such an important part of Chicago. I mean, that's an honor and a privilege in and of itself. I think that I am actually very proud of what we've done around the ballpark and to the ballpark over the last 17 years, our 17th opening day. The ballpark, Wrigley was always something, a place everybody loved to go, but the amenities were the worst in the league. If you remember, like if you went to a playoff game and had a couple beers and wanted to use a washroom, it would take you an inning. And getting out after the game would take 30 minutes because of the crowds. And concrete was falling. It was just in terrible condition. So we knew that, one of the things we had to do was to preserve and improve Wrigley. And I think that anyone who goes to games today would say it's never been better. Every year we put more stuff in and do more things to make it even better. And so I'm very proud of that. Also, when we got the team, I had five kids under the age of 12. And I was like, guys, we don't have a family atmosphere here. And so we really wanted to think of ways to lean in, to do more things with your kids when you bring them to the game, really let parents have some options. So we thought through and built out Gallagher Way and ways to have a better family experience at Wrigley. And then the third thing was, if you remember, like, there was so much drama between the team and the neighbors. Like, there was always this kind of, like, this... Like everything was contentious, and everything we did was an article in the Sun Times, and you're kind of like, hey, that there's no reason for this. Let's work with the neighbors. Let's be part of the neighborhood, and let's lean into that. And so I'm very proud of the fact that people come up and thank me for winning the World Series, and that's number one. And I'm really proud of the fact that people thank us for saving Wrigley Field. But I'm also really, really happy when someone comes up and says, hey, thanks for everything you've done for the neighborhood.
Real quick, does not look too far ahead, but obviously the All-Star game is scheduled to be at Wrigley next year, and I know you're happy about that, but are you at all concerned, I guess I have to ask, are you all concerned about the fact that there might not be a season to have the All-Star game?
Yeah, not much I can do about that. We're going to focus on this year. We'll let the league and the union figure out if and when the season starts next year. If it gets to the point that there isn't an All-Star game, I'm sure that we'll be able to get one shortly thereafter. But I'm optimistic. I'm not going to worry about that stuff. I think that everyone's incentives are aligned to make sure that baseball, which by the way has a lot of great momentum right now, both domestically and internationally, baseball is really riding a wave. So hopefully everyone sees that and works together to get us back on the field on time next year.
Tom Ricketts. Tom, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. We really appreciate it. Come see us in the studio next time. And hearing about PCA's new contract, I know you might be a little short on cash, so we'll pay for your parking if you come down here, okay?
I would appreciate that. Hope to see everybody out at Wrigley today. Bring a raincoat, maybe, for the summer.
Yeah, maybe a heavier jacket, too. See you at the ballpark.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Bob. See you.